Okay, the recorder is on. We are beginning the Manos Seder for the year 5774. If every person could introduce himself, tell us where you're from, and we'll begin. Yechiel, what's your name and where you're from?
Yechiel's from Romania.
Elad, what's your name and where you're from?
Elad Fisher, New Jersey.
Alex, I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Kenny Elodia, San Diego.
Austin from Los Angeles.
Diego, I'm from Northern Ireland, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm in California. David, and from all over the U.S., don't ask. And I'm happy to be here, too.
David, too, from Zurich, lives since 8th year in Israel.
I'm Marcel. I'm from Hungary.
I'm Ruben Morgenstern from Philadelphia.
My name's Nathaniel Frankenthal. I'm happy to be here. I was born actually here, just behind the building. My parents were living here in Camp Moshe. Avram, we didn't get to hear who you are and where you're from.
There's Avram, and I'm from Belgium.
Shalom, shalom, you're joining us, that's wonderful.
Matan, I'm Matan.
That is Matan.
Matan, you want to introduce yourself, where are you from? Matan, where are you from? Huh? Everyone's introducing themselves. What country are you from? Elad, is the space next to you available?
It's all full.
Okay, so come, who does not yet have a Haggadah? Okay, there's one over there. Are you using this one?
I'm using this one.
Okay, so then I guess I'm using this one. Gentlemen, can you look around and see if there are any more Hebrew English Haggadot?
There's some more in the...
There are more in the office?
Not in the office, really.
No, not in the...
Let me look at the Sifri.
There.
Excellent.
Are you a chef?
Okay, these are our Seder. We are attempting to make it kosher for Passover. Please finish your drinks and whatever. I gave out anyone who wants a free Haggadah. We got a free donation. You want to pass down to Austin one? Just keep it kosher for Passover, right? Want one, Matan? Anyone else want one? Okay. This is just the Hebrew one. The Hebrew English I need back. We use that every year. Could you pass this to Alex? Okay, our goal tonight is to cover as quickly as possible the whole story of the Seder, what we're doing here, so that when you guys, God willing, next year will have your own families, you'll be leading a Seder out in Poland, like one of our alumni does every year now for numerous years, and every year he comes back to his notes from this model Seder. Later on in the Seder, I'll give you out a packet that I put together summarizing the halachot of what we're doing here. What am I holding in my hand? Who knows what's it called?
Kittel.
What is this garment? Do you know?
You get married in it and then you die in it.
You die in it, right. This is what you get buried in, okay? This is a white linen garment. Okay, today we make it out of cotton. It's made out of the cheapest material. The idea is it's very simple and you'll get buried in it. The Ashkenazi custom is that we wear it on Yom Kippur, somewhere on Rosh Hashanah as well. It's to remind us humility that we're going to die one day. You know, worms are going to eat me in this. And it's also a special garment that we wear on the Seder night. Like, as though we were bringing the Paschal offering, we're wearing a special garment for this whole event. The first year you're married, so you'll tell your wife that she should please purchase one for you. It's a nice gift to have from your wife. The first year that you're married. Many have the custom that the first year of marriage, they do not actually wear a kittel. They only wear it after the first year. So you'll have to find out what your custom is. And my custom, I do wear a kittel. Now, the kittel usually gets dirty. You usually have to launder it and iron it and have it ready for the next time. I'm assuming it will get dirty tonight as well, especially these long sleeves and the wine and grape juice. Now, we said our custom is that we have other people pouring for us. It's part of the idea of being free men. So what I do at my Seder is I try to appoint a Sara Mashkin, one guy who's in charge of pouring. It avoids confusion. But what you could also do is pour for one another. In many Sedarim, only the leader has the wine poured for him. If you are not yet finished with your gear process, so then don't pour for other people. Don't enter questions. Don't make them wonder, is it mevushal? Is it not mevushal? Don't put yourself in them, you know. In Hebrew we say, chacham enav birosho. If you're smart, so you foresee the problem, you avoid it. So that's a word to the wise. You can do whatever you want. In my house, I make sure all the wine is mevushal. And that way, no, I don't have to worry about anything. No one has to worry about anything. And then everyone can pour for everyone. But you never know who your host is. So why run into issues? Personal recommendation. I'm just saying, I hate it when people come over to me and ask, is it mevushal? What are you embarrassing everyone bringing up the topic for? So here we're all friends. We all know where we're all standing, but it's in your interest. Like, avoid the issue. Pour your own cup and whatever. If you can have neighbors pouring for one another, Elad, can we appoint you as Sar Mashkim? You have long arms, you'll pour for everyone?
Sure.
Okay. Be prepared, your Haggadahs will get stained. That's another good reason to bring your own Haggadah when you're at someone else's house. It's very hard to be reading from a Haggadah, leaning on your left side, drinking wine with your host baby pulling at your sleeve. You know, you're going to spill. That's what's going to happen. So the correct thing is bring with you your own Haggadah so you end up spilling on your own Haggadah. I recommend, by the way, if you're dating during this period and you're going to be dating on over Pesach, take into account your clothes will get dirty, bring another pair of clothing. You will walk away from the Seder dirty. I personally change my clothing at the Seder. Now you'll notice I'm talking very quickly. Not because I want to talk quickly, but because we have to talk quickly. On this night, we're doing everything quickly because we want to get to the main point to talk to the kids before they fall asleep. We're about to tell them, look, son, tonight, this is what happened. Tonight, we were taken out of Egypt. On this very night, on the 15th, if we go back, we're going to figure out the number of years later tonight. We were taken out of Egypt. So we want to get that point across. This is the most important night of the year. So we don't want to end up schlepping. You want our Seder, you want to do it right, you will not be able to do it right when you're a guest. Unfortunately, most people do not do it right. The correct way to have a Seder is to have everything we just did set up in the afternoon. By 1 o'clock noon in our house, everything's set up. The table's set, every kid's pillow is set, every goblet has its place. Now that's not easy, because I got a 2-year-old. You know what 2-year-olds like doing? They grab the tablecloth and walk and pull and watch everything crash and say, wow! Okay, so that's not easy. I'm not saying it's not easy, but it's important, because you want to come home and start the Seder. Most people lose a critical hour when they come home. Till the food gets set out, till the matzah gets set out, till they set up the plate. That's a critical hour. The kids are getting tired. So you got to start right away. Right away. You come home. Elad, could you pour wine? We're starting. David, could you open the bottles for him so we'll rush the process? Okay, a quick vote. Do you want me to use a Hebrew pronunciation or English pronunciation?
Hebrew.
Who wants English?
Hebrew.
How many? Who wants Hebrew?
Hebrew.
Okay, Hebrew pronunciation it is. Okay, so Kadesh, we rush home to make Kiddush quickly before the children fall asleep. I told you it spills. You see, David wanted me to be right. Okay.
This is a real Pesach Seder.
Mazel tov.
Kadesh shuchat karpas yachat magid rachta motzim matza narokorech shuchanorech tzafon barech halen nirtza. How much do we have to drink? Can I borrow a plastic cup, gentlemen? Can I have a plastic cup quickly? Toda rabba. Okay, how much is this cup? Whoops. How much is this cup? How many ounces?
160.
160, 100 cc? How many cc? Let's look at the bag. You have the... So how much do we have to drink? You want to get this filled, huh?
86 or 150.
Okay, so we need the majority of Ervius. We will discuss these volumes, we'll discuss it now, so I'll give out the pamphlets now. Okay, 1 second. Reuven asked a great question. Reuven asked, would I let my kids get caffeinated on the Seder night? So my children know that the only night a year when they're allowed to have caffeinated drinks like Coke is on the Seder night. We keep an eye on them. They shouldn't poison themselves. They shouldn't go crazy. They shouldn't... But yeah, they do get caffeinated drinks on the Seder night. Some of these seem incomplete. Some of these, based on their thickness. If you got an incomplete one, get back to me. We'll give you better ones. This is... all available online. The back to basics on the Seder, and whoever got an incomplete one, come back, we'll photocopy a complete one for you. You do need kosher Pesach. Everything, because everything, it gets complicated. You know, they use enzymes and stuff. Even the salt you buy can be problematic. We need more?
Suggestion regarding the kids?
I'm listening.
Try to put my kids to sleep in the afternoon.
For sure.
so they are awake.
I recommend doing the same with the adults.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to sleep.
Okay, we have two more copies, but I think these are like skimped versions.
I think, does anyone need a packet?
Okay, does everyone have a packet? Good. So, let's begin. Back to basics. Welcome to TorahForMe.org or 123Torah.org. Okay, note that this pamphlet was written on the year 5767, and if at the eve of Pesach is on Shabbat, we have a few other laws. Pre-Passover, chametz free home, right? Clean your home, sell. Every year I get this question, I didn't sell my chametz, what do I do now? Well, you have 5 more minutes to sell. Go online, Chabad.org has a site, they'll do the sale for you online. Is it the ideal way to do it? No. The ideal way is to take care of it with the rabbi in the proper way. But if you didn't get it done, I don't think you could do it 5 minutes before the deadline, but you could probably do it 3 hours before the deadline online with Chabad. Again, the proper way, go to a rabbi. The custom is when you go to a rabbi, you leave some kind of donation. It's where rabbis make some money. So clean the house the night before. We're going to search. We're going to do B'dikas Chametz. The next morning we burn. And then finally, what does it say in big, bold letters? Thank the wife. Thank you, Alex. Thank the wife. Don't forget, your wife's worked really hard to get here. Okay, thank you very much, Elad. Okay, we got to make sure our suit, our clothing are clean, right? We're not allowed to do laundry over Chol HaMoed. Our clothes have to be clean coming into Yom Tov. Our kittel should be cleaned and ironed. Take a haircut and a shave before midday. Remember, we're not going to take a haircut till Lag BaOmer. So yeah, figure out what kind of haircut you want. Right. Okay, make sure you need for Passover. You got to have Haggadah. You got to know the story of Exodus. Yeah, that's what we're doing here. You got to have matzahs. Very often when you buy the hand-baked matzahs, they have not yet taken off challah. Make sure to take off challah before Pesach. You can't do it on Yom Tov. You got to get bug-free maror. We said maror is one of 5 species. What we know of is lettuce and horseradish root. Charoset, we make the charoset before Yom Tov. Karpas, we're going to need some kind of vegetable to dip in salt water. We prepare the salt water before Yom Tov. You got to have food for the meal. At the end of the day, this is a Yom Tov. You have a meal like everything in. And you need a chair to lean on, right? Okay.
Wait, quick question about the whole is it just machine matzah that you need to take?
I'm saying sometimes when you buy hand matzah, they have not yet taken off challah. And you have to take off challah. There's a mitzvah. Whenever you make a large amount of dough, you have to take off a certain amount. You give to the kohen. That's called the mitzvah of challah. And usually it's labeled. It says, lo hufrash challah. The challah has not yet been removed. The ones you guys bought, I don't know.
The ones we got.
They took off challah? I don't know.
Yeah.
You could ask Rav Weinberger. Okay. Clean, sell, search. We covered all that. Burn. We burn whatever remaining chametz is in the morning. And then we make a declaration that we want nothing to do with any chametz that might be left over. Eve of Pesach, we wake up early. We finish davening early. Remember, the Eve of Pesach, you're supposed to fast if you're a firstborn. There is an out if you partake of a mitzvah meal, right? If you go to a siyum. If you have a child who's a firstborn, I'm dying for my firstborn to hit 13, and then he's off my mind. But right now, he's still underage, and every year I got to go attend to see him so that I don't have to fast for him, right? Because on this day, our firstborn, the firstborn in Egypt were killed. So firstborn men and women have the custom to fast unless they partake of a siyum. Women don't seem to have this minhag. We try finishing all our work by noon, right? The afternoon really should be a time of rest. The afternoon before Yom Tov. People don't realize this. And we prepare for the table, right? We prepare everything. Take a nap, like David pointed out. Call your parents. Wish them a happy holiday. Right? You're not going to talk to them for 2 days now. They're in Chutz La'aretz. Prepare candles. You're going to light in honor of Yom Tov. Okay, mitzvot of the night of Pesach. We're on to the third page. Our mitzvot. We have 2 biblical mitzvot on the night of Pesach. One is to eat matzah. That's a biblical mitzvah on the night of Pesach, Shmura Matzah. Number 2 is to tell over the story. As we read the Haggadah, if we know what we're talking about, we're doing the mitzvah. Let's take 1 minute, just quickly. How did we fulfill our mitzvah of telling over the story? We got to get 3 themes in, right? Pesach, Matzah, Maror. If you covered those 3, you explained. Pesach, God passed over our house tonight as He hit the firstborn. Matzah, we eat matzah because we were rushed out of Egypt. And Hashem took us out swiftly. Our dough didn't have a chance to rise. Maror, we were enslaved bitterly. In Egypt, there, I did my mitzvah. So some people wait until they're in the end of the Haggadah when it's time to say that. And by then the kids are sleeping and not focused. I always say, make sure at the very beginning you're starting the story. Any of you who have attended our Seder knows that at the very beginning we find ways to slip in these themes from the very beginning. Okay, our Seder plate. Let's begin. Now you guys should own a nice, fancy Seder plate. We are making a mock Seder here, so this is mock fancy. But on the night of Pesach, we are celebrating the fact that we are taking out the freedom, and so we're also doing things in a lavish way. Okay, so where's our cut pepper? Ah, here's our cut pepper. So this is the vegetable we spoke about that we're going to dip into salt water just to get the kids wondering, what are we doing here? Where's the meal? Why are you eating a little bit of vegetable just at the onset? So our Seder plate is going to have charoset. It's going to have salt water. We're going to have three matzahs. Two, like every Yom Tov, you eat two whole breads, and one in the middle, which we're going to break, which is going to be the broken matzah to commemorate the lechem oni that we were born in Egypt. Here we have the maror. We said maror could be harmful if you eat it without some charoset. We dip it into the charoset to dull its bitter taste. We have a cooked egg to commemorate the destruction of the temple and the chagiga sacrifice. On this night, the prime meat of the meal was a chagiga sacrifice, a sacrifice in honor of the holiday. And we have a roasted shank bone, a roasted piece of meat. Sometimes we use chicken meat, like here, which we roast to commemorate the Paschal offering. On this night, we do not eat roast, so people shouldn't get confused and think we're eating a Paschal offering. We do eat pot roast, by the way. Pot roast is okay. You don't eat regular roast.
Sephardim eat roast.
So. No, they don't. So. Don't buy it, no. It's a Gemara that you don't. I don't believe that they eat roast. Maybe they eat pot roast. I don't know. Check what Sephardim you're talking about. I don't think so. Yes, sir.
Dipping into the salt water, I thought you said it needs to be green.
I meant a green vegetable as in a vegetable that's eaten raw.
Oh.
We eat a raw vegetable. Now, any vegetable. Now, some people eat cooked potatoes. Fine. But ideally, you eat a vegetable that's not maror. The idea, as we will see, is to get the kids wondering what's going on here. Now, most people will set up their Seder plate like that. Result is, which is, if you look in your Haggadah, the old Haggadahs, the Maxwell House Haggadahs have this picture, like on page 3, which sets it up like that. You have here the egg, you have here the roasted thing, you have in the middle the maror, on the bottom right you have the charoset, and the matzahs are under all this. That's how most Seder plates are set up. Mm-hmm. And the karpas is over here. Yeah, okay, fine. And here we have the salt water. Whatever. That's the Arizal way. Okay, so tonight we're not going to go to the Arizal. We're going to go to Shulchan Aruch, which basically says you go in the order you eat. And the more important always goes on the right. So the order we're going to eat is we're going to have the karpas first, right? Dipped in the salt water. So the karpas goes on the right. Salt water goes on the left. Then we're going to have some matzah. Then we're going to have maror, which gets into the dip of charoset. And finally, we have commemorating the Paschal offering on the right, the roasted meat, and on the left, the cooked egg. Okay, so we're ready to begin, right? We've made it to the Pesach Seder. We are going to drink our cups of wine leaning on the left. As Ashkenazim, we make four blessings on the wine, right? When we lean, every time we eat one of the four cups, we make a borei pri hagafen. What are the four mitzvot we're going to... We said every cup of wine is aligned with the mitzvah. I recommended grape juice. I reiterate, grape juice. If you want, add a drop of wine to make it slightly alcoholic. Not more than that, because otherwise it'll knock you out. Men, women, children, boys, girls, anyone who's partaking of the Seder should have their four cups of wine. Okay, look down on page 3 or 4, whatever page this is, the page that says four cups of wine on top. Okay, about. Cup should be filled to the top. That's part of the reason why we spill on ourselves as we lean. To the top means close to the top, okay? The cup should hold at least a reviz halog. Now, that is either 4.42 or 3.3 ounces. A quarter of a log, okay? 4.42 ounces. And the four cups are rabbinic, so we could use 3.3 ounces. We try to drink the majority of a reviz, that's 1.65 ounces. How much is that in a cup? Let's demonstrate for a minute. If you look at a cup like this, okay, this is the amount you have to drink. Not so much. Okay, this is approximately 1.65 ounces. It's even a drop less than this. Okay, this is how much you have to drink. You don't have to drink more than this. The mistake people make: you do not make a bracha achrona. The mistake people make is they drink the full cup. They come to the Seder thirsty and hungry and tired. They drink the full cup, and that really hurts their stomach, especially if it's wine. Okay? Everything else we don't really need to go into, because that's not so critical for us tonight. You could go through the sheet and see greater depth on what's going on. Reclining, we recline on our left side, ideally on a pillow. Women don't recline. If you're in the presence of your Torah teacher, then you should ask permission before you recline. Okay, when do we recline? When we drink the four cups, when we eat the matzah, when we eat the afikoman. Ideally, you should also recline when eating the karpas, the vegetable, and the korech, the sandwich. Now, when do you not recline? When you're eating the maror. Maror represents your bitterness. That's not a time to show, oh, I'm free. No, I'm remembering how we suffered. Okay, let's begin. So, at every juncture, in order to keep things happy, we sing, Kadesh Shuchatz Kalpas Yachatz Magil Ratza Motzim Matza Marok Orech Shulchan Orech Tzachon Barech Halel Nirza. Want to pass down a cup? You want to introduce yourself quickly?
Introduce myself?
Yeah.
I'm Uriel. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, Elad, you want to pour him a cup of grape juice? Okay, what number is going to repeat itself throughout the Seder? What number are we going to encounter again and again and again? Four, thank you. Who said four? Four, who knows four? Four were? Okay, four cups of wine. What else? Four sons. What are four sons?
The four types of sons that ask different questions.
We'll get there. Yeah, what other things do we have for us?
Should I say who they are?
Not yet. What?
The mothers.
Four matriarchs. What else is there four of in this Seder? How many questions are we going to ask?
Four
questions. Okay. How many? Where does this number four come from? This idea of four at the Seder night?
It's the four different languages of redemption. Right?
Thank you. When God described how He take us out of redemption, He used four terms. This is yours?
Okay.
Okay. So you could leave it here. You could leave it here. I'm just shifting this thing.
All right.
That's fine. Okay. So we begin with Kadesh. We're going to make Kiddush. Our custom is that we stay standing for the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen, and then we sit down for the rest. Now, pause for 1 second. On the Seder night, the whole blessing is a blessing, right? So you don't drink until you finished your Shehecheyonu. Tonight, we don't really have a mitzvah to say Kiddush. Mm-hmm. So if I say Borei Pri HaGafen, and then I'm going to say the whole Kiddush, so then I've disqualified my Borei Pri HaGafen, right? So even though it's a mock Seder, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to fake the Borei Pri HaGafen. I'm not going to say a real Borei Pri HaGafen. And then let's say a Borei Pri HaGafen and drink, even though at the Seder you won't do that. At the Seder you'll say the full Kiddush, so we'll make a mock Borei Pri HaGafen, and then at the end we'll say the real blessing. Because you can't say a blessing and then do a mock Seder and then drink, right? You can't pause in between a blessing and drinking. So we're not going to really say God's name as we say all the blessings. This is for practice. I assume you guys want to know the tunes for making Kiddush, right? Or should I fly through it? How many people want to know the tune?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's begin.